We can officially start thinking about Friday. It's hump day now, Wednesday. What are you doing this weekend? I will be going ice fishing. That's your bottom dollar. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable, January 18th, 2023. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, the state of Florida has become the mainstream media's playground. Ground zero in this country for resistance to all kinds of evil that the left is pushing. So thanks to Joseph Latipo, the Surgeon General there, and Governor Ron DeSantis, we've had some superficial style pushback to lockdowns and vaccine mandates. But is it real or is it just propaganda? To us here, it seems to be fake because the governor has yet to seize the bioweapon and prosecute those that unleashed it, causing all kinds of great bodily harm and death to the victims of that biowarfare attack. In fact, the governor there actually signed recently a law that allows health officials and cops to physically chase you down, pin you to the ground, and inject you with any vaccine that they deem necessary. But of course, we also have the existential threat of the transgender tsunami and LGBTQLMNOP pagan cult that's replaced normal education. Last year, Florida passed legislation to prevent biologically male perverts and sexually depraved satanic lunatics from playing in girls' or women's sports, and that's great. For more than a year, that law and the legal challenges against it were put on hold while a federal court weighed the legality of policies in that state that regulated where students go to the bathroom. Just before the new year, the 11th Circuit Federal Court of Appeals upheld a Florida school district's right to keep biologically female transgender freak show twinks out of the boys' bathroom and unable to touch and groom and molest them. That's awesome. The same ruling also applies to Florida sports law. That means the case is about to be reopened, and unless something happens, the law is likely to be upheld. But of course, we're dealing with satanic communists and groomers and pedophiles and child molesters, so you can bet that these people will fight this all the way to the Supreme Court, and if they fail there, they'll revive the idea of packing the court. Or they'll just simply have Joe Biden issue some dictatorial executive order. Anything that they can do to get their hands on little boys and have their way with them. They'll stop at nothing to gain uninhibited sexual access to your prepubescent children. We're in a knife fight here. We have to fight tooth and nail and never give them an inch. We have to never stop struggling for even a second. Fortunately, it seems that Florida Republicans have realized that. They don't seem to be just sitting around, waiting to lose some lawsuit and then give up. In fact, they're coming up with even more policies to protect children. In November, the state's medical board issued new regulations barring the use of transgender hormones, puberty blockers, or sex reassignment surgery on minors. So if you're going to mutilate your body in Florida, that's fine, but you have to be an adult. So the obvious question now is, why hasn't every Republican state passed all of these laws? What's preventing them, unless they care more about woke megacorporations than they care about their own children? Or unless being a red state is just a fake construct, an illusion that Fox News viewers have based on relentless lies about how we live in a two-party constitutional republic with elected representatives that fight to uphold conservative values. It's all fake. So I guess we just answered our own question. Eric Matheny is an attorney, and he joins us now. Thank you for coming so much. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Stu.
So is Ron DeSantis in Florida doing enough to protect that state from the transgender frenzy?
He's the only governor in the state who's doing enough to protect us from the transgender frenzy. Yes, absolutely. He's made that a hallmark issue of his governorship, and he's doing everything he can to protect the idea that gender is a binary construct and that we're talking about children here. We're talking about vulnerable children, young girls, young boys, who simply want to have equal access. They want to have access to their own sports. They want to have access to their own facilities. They want to be protected in their private environments. You know, we don't want boys in the girls' locker room any more than we want girls in the boys' locker room. And he simply is setting up those boundaries that we as a society once reasonably agreed to. And yes, he's doing a lot. And I'd love to see other governors step up and do what Ron DeSantis is doing.
Yeah, if it's real and if they'll criminalize any offense that goes against that edict. My question is this now, are these bans actually unconstitutional or do they uphold the Constitution?
They're not unconstitutional at all. And the 11th Judicial Circuit came up with that, and they, 7-4 ruling upheld Florida's law, saying it does not violate equal protection clause to say that boys have to use boys' rooms and girls have to use girls' rooms. With this case that came out of Florida that made it up to the 11th Circuit, came out of St. John's County. It has to do with a transgender boy, a biological woman or girl who identifies as a boy. They gave the child their own gender neutral bathroom. They provided reasonable accommodations. They weren't saying, to hell with you, you do whatever you want. They made reasonable accommodations that the court upheld, said, hey, look, you made these reasonable accommodations. Equal protection was not violated. Also, transgender in the United States in 2023 is not a protected class. So no, there's no constitutional violation. Give them alternative facilities they can use. Nobody's hating on these kids. Nobody's saying you can't have a bathroom to use. You just can't go into the girls' bathroom if you're a biological boy, and vice versa.
Okay, looking at the body of attorneys in the state of Florida, would you say that more attorneys are for or against these bans? And how does that affect the fight against this LGBTQ incessant flow of policies?
We're a red state, but the Florida bar is notoriously blue. So I see a lot of attorneys jumping on this bandwagon, and I think you're going to have a legal fight ahead of you. It's a very liberal industry that I'm a part of.
Yeah. You mean it's a communist bar, essentially.
Going in that direction, yes.
Yeah. We can't we can't say it enough. We believe that the entire Bar Association needs a complete rethink. It's a corrupt organization to its core. All over the country, we see that happening. Do you agree with that?
I've never had any problems with the bar. They've been pretty friendly to me. I've been friendly to them. I have seen them abuse their power. I have seen them issue suspensions where they shouldn't. But as far as bar membership is concerned, not necessarily leadership, attorneys just by and large are overwhelmingly liberal. So I'd say you're going to have a lot of attorneys, a lot of amicus briefs that are going to be filed, people jumping on this and wanting to, not only wanting to have their voices heard on an issue they're passionate about, but they get a chance to take a shot at the king, Ron DeSantis. And, he's the king of the culture war right now, yeah. At least on the right.
Corruption and unwarranted suspensions kind of makes my point. It's a corrupt organization. We wish, Ron DeSantis would take this all away. We're going to be praying that he's going to be the warrior the country needs him to be. Eric Matheny, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Of course. Speaking of action, speaking of Florida, speaking of being a warrior and being a part of the plan, this weekend, coming up, the 20th through the 23rd, the Restore Freedom Rally in Orlando, Florida. If you have any way to get to Orlando, Florida this weekend, please do so. These aren't rallies packed into stadiums where people chant things and view big presentations on jumbotrons and then go to the back and spend $47 on a t-shirt and go home and trust the plan. No, this is you being the plan. Real remedy, a real solution is going to be presented. Amazing speakers at the Restore Freedom Rally. Get your tickets. Go to restorefreedomrally.org. Again, restorefreedomrally.org. We'll be right back.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge. And gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning.
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
If you have $50,000 or more in your retirement account or investment accounts or even in a checking or savings account, it's at imminent risk. Protect it with gold and silver right now. Call my friends over at Goldco, 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. Forever Wars. Funding the bioweapon from our own DOD, Pfizer, the criminals, Pfizer. We're funding these people. Stop that. Get out of that system and protect yourself with gold and silver. When they reset all of those accounts to zero to start everybody over, you will be protected. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. If you mention Stu Peters, you get up to $10,000 in free silver with your qualified account. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. More of the Stu Peters Show right now. Welcome back. So the COVID pandemic, as we all know, was just an excuse to release all kinds of unprecedented horrors and murder onto the American population. We had hospitals misclassifying every single death as caused by COVID because they got a huge payout from the federal government. We showed a graphic on yesterday's program. Here in my home state of Minnesota, hospitals were paid nearly $300,000 for every patient that they killed because we had the fatal hospital protocols that took sick people, separated them from their loved ones, sedated them with drug cocktails that would kill any healthy person, filled their bodies with poisonous remdesivir, took people that arrived on their own 2 feet, under their own horsepower, and put them on ventilators, life support, and executed them by destroying their organs. Well, now our next guest says that something even more horrible is about to be unleashed. Scott Sherry, you might remember, is the father of Grace. Grace was a 19-year-old girl with Down syndrome that he believes was murdered by the hospital trusted to care for her because she and her family were Christian and unvaccinated. We've had him on the program several times last year to discuss his family's case, but today he rejoins us not just to talk about his own family, but instead he says that he has something bigger, much bigger, to discuss. According to the message that Scott sent to our producers, a single corrupt action means that our hospitals are about to turn into the modern-day killing fields on steroids compared to what they were last year. Scott says that the Department of Health and Human Services illegally implemented rules that formed a new charter group. That charter group was essentially a government death panel, which is collaborating with hospitals to kill patients. Scott says that he has some new earth-shaking news to share with us on the show, and he joins us now. Scott, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Well, it's always a pleasure to be on the program, Stu. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. So what is this death panel that you speak of?
Well, you have to frame it in the context of the prior death panel. So you'll remember on March 23rd, 2010 is when Obamacare was passed into law. And the chief architect of Obamacare was Ezekiel Emanuel. And all the way back to 1996, he framed death panels. So it's no surprise they're happening again, but I want to give that historical context. I'm going to quote Ezekiel Emanuel. So this is 1996. He said, "Healthcare services provided to individuals who are irreversibly prevented from being or becoming participating citizens are not basic and should not be guaranteed." So that was the framework that Obamacare was based on. So then the death panels were, of course, repealed by Congress in 2018. But when they did that, they only cut off one head, and now it reared its head again. And it did it now through the Health and Human Services Secretary. And I'm going to say legally, because what's going on is once there's a public health emergency, which interestingly is also decided by the Health and Human Services Secretary, he has unlimited power and authority to implement crazy agenda items, which of course we know he's already implemented remdesivir ventilators through the emergency use authorization with the FDA. The bioweapons been implemented that way, but now they have to at some point end this public health emergency. So I believe they're setting up that framework now. And one of the things is the new death panel. So this organization that you just mentioned is the Medicare Evidence Development Coverage and Advisory Committee. So the Health and Human Services Secretary signed this into the equivalent of law the day before Thanksgiving, November 23rd of 2022. And then it was filed on Thanksgiving Day. And it specifically calls for this committee deciding which medical items and services are reasonable and necessary or otherwise covered for Medicare beneficiaries under Title 18 of the Social Security Act. So at first blush, you would think that doesn't apply to you because you're not on Social Security, you're not on Medicaid, but it does, because the Medicare, Medicaid standards of care set the standard for the entire country. So if you're on Medicare, Medicaid, public, private insurance, no insurance, if you go into any facility that accepts Medicare and Medicaid, you're under the standard of care dictated by the Social Security Administration. So this is, we're entering into, I'm going to say uncharted territory, but they've been setting this up for decades, and now they're going to implement it full circle. When just to give you a perspective, when COVID first started, there was only 62 million people on Medicare and Medicaid. It's projected that in March, that number is going to go to 100 million because they relaxed the standards with COVID. Well, I think it's going to 100 million on purpose because these are the first people they're going to implement the death panels to, the low-hanging fruit, the ones that are the, quote, burden to society. So it is unbelievable when I was researching and we came across this document. It was like, but then we dug further, Stu, as you know, we were talking about this off cameras. Then we dug further. How could this possibly be? Which, you know, you and I can go into that next.
Yeah. It's because all of a sudden Pfizer is calling the shots and they have all of, you know, the proprietary information, the intellectual property, and these contracts have been signed by our government with Pfizer in order to give Pfizer the presumptive authority to call the shots. Pfizer is public enemy number one, and they ought to be treated accordingly. They are criminals who have unleashed a bioweapon, and attorneys general from across this country and sheriffs ought to be opening investigations and issuing arrest warrants for these people. And all it takes is victims of this bioweapon deployment to go to their sheriff and say, look, I have been victimized. One or more people have conspired against me. Karen Kingston was on the program yesterday, said some interesting things. I want you to have a listen. We'll talk on the other side.
The enemy is Pfizer. It's not your neighbor, okay? It's not, believe it or not, it's not Fauci because he didn't unleash these bioweapons on us. The enemy is Pfizer. Why is the enemy Pfizer and not everyone else? Because Pfizer now owns all of their intellectual property and they're calling the shots. So don't waste your time going to anyone else. Pfizer is the giant. If they fall, everyone falls. But I don't know what it's like to actually have a bullet to my head. I know what threats are like. I know what a lot of scary things are like, but I've never had a gun to my head, and maybe that had happened. But if that happened to you, and you worked at the FDA, under USC, 18 USC 241, conspiracy against rights, you can come forward and say, two or more persons conspired to oppress, injure, harm, or intimidate me. If it results in attempted kidnap, aggravated assault, or attempt to kill, then you have charges against
them. Yeah. So I go on to say there, you know, who's going to investigate this? It's certainly not going to be the FBI. They're busy going door to door, rounding up people who prayed on the Capitol steps and making up kidnapping plots of people like Gretchen Whitmer. You know, it's not going to be the DOD because the DOD is obviously responsible for engaging in these contracts. Congress certainly hasn't shown that they want to investigate anybody. Who's it going to be that holds public enemy number one, Pfizer, accountable for these criminal acts?
Well, that's a fantastic question. Your comment about sheriffs, I think, is spot on. Matt Truella talks about, and he wrote the book, The Doctrine of the Lesser Magistrates. So these lesser magistrates, the sheriffs, can stand the gap and be our protectors. So there's no question that can happen. The state attorney generals would be another one, although they've shown little interest so far. I mean, it's very clear. We're 36 months into this, Stu. It's clear that this is a bioweapon. So why isn't anybody standing up? And, you know, ultimately, what she said, that Pfizer is public enemy number one, I think is true. But what happens when public enemy number one gets exposed? And I want to give you an update in that regard. So to take people back, on January 8th of 2021, Brooke Jackson filed the False Claims Act lawsuit against Pfizer. And it was because she said that they deliberately withheld crucial information from the United States that calls the safety and efficacy of their vaccine into question. That was right from the suit. Okay, so then Pfizer's defense was, we didn't have a responsibility to even test. We had a contract with the government for a prototype. And interestingly, now 3 months ago, October 4th of 2022, the United States government issued a statement of interest supporting the dismissal of the amended complaint in this case. And they specifically wrote, the complaint does not plead factual content to support a conclusion that compliance with the clinical trial protocol or regulations was necessary under the contract between Pfizer and the Army. So now we go after Pfizer. You can see that's the smoking gun. You go after Pfizer. Well, now the United States government is going to come to their defense because Pfizer had a contract with the Department of Defense. So where do we go from there?
Well, you have criminals that are going to be held to account. And when arrests start happening, people start talking. That's just the nature of evil people. First they deny, and then they deflect, and then they snitch, and they place blame on others. So the whole house of cards of evil comes down once Pfizer is held accountable. I believe that they are public enemy number one. You would agree with that. They have unleashed a bioweapon. There is no law in the United States or in any state in our union that would protect somebody from unleashing a bioweapon, a weapon of biowarfare against the American people.
Well, I agree with that. The sequence of events to make that happen was done over a 50-year period. There is numerous laws in place that were put in place by Congress, one step at a time, that now they've crossed the T's and dotted the I's relative to their legal justification for what they're doing. But there's no one that is above the Constitution. So all these acts of Congress, obviously, are illegal. And, you know, you are 100% right. Once somebody legitimately gets sued, they start throwing everybody else under the bus. I watched this yesterday. The Wisconsin Supreme Court heard a case of an individual who was not given ivermectin. And the hospital, they had, the trial court said the hospital has to do it. The hospital appealed. Now it went to the Supreme Court in Wisconsin yesterday. And the hospital threw the doctors under the bus. The hospital was called out, didn't, what was your standard of care? And they, the attorney for the hospital said, no, we don't have any standards of care in the hospital. It's all the doctor. So, I mean, I watched it live yesterday when I watched the case.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go after them. And we're going to have a method of operation and deployment tactics to empower the people to hold Pfizer accountable. Because once that comes down, once public enemy number one is named as the criminal and that accountability starts to come to fruition, the whole rest of this entire plandemic becomes exposed. And in Jesus' name, a lot of people are going to be held to account. They are going to go to prison. The death penalty absolutely should be on the table for the crimes against humanity that these people have perpetuated. The genocide has been televised. The evidence is there. I'm going to be meeting with attorneys general from around the country. I'm going to be meeting with sheriffs from around the country. And I will not take my last breath until we find justice for Grace and for all of the other millions of people who have been victims of this bioweapon attack. Scott Sheriff, for your fight and for the information, thank you so much. And thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Stu.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by DarkAgeDefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu.
We've talked repeatedly on this program about the importance of that miracle mineral magnesium and what it does for your body's overall function. Not having the appropriate amounts of magnesium or the right types can lead to a whole lot of things. Unnecessary weight gain, a loss of good sleep, no REM sleep, low mood, anxiety, stress buildup. All of these things are impacting 75% of Americans that may not even realize that they're suffering a magnesium deficiency. It's not in our food anymore. It's not in the soil. It's not in the things that we consume. All of that, obviously, by design. Same thing with soy. Add more soy. Reduce the overall masculinity of the population. The same thing happens with magnesium. You're not going to get the most out of your workouts anymore. You're never going to be able to shed that belly fat. So a lot of you already understand the importance of this, and you have a magnesium supplement that you use. But a lot of these magnesium supplements out here actually act as a laxative, so it's having the reverse effect of what you want. Magnesium Breakthrough has the 7 most critical types of magnesium, the exact right amounts, and it won't act as a laxative. So you'll be able to effectively combat stress and anxiety and low mood and sleepless nights and ultimately an early grave. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters for that supplement. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. We'll be back in 30 seconds. New year, new you. How many people say it? Well, today we want to talk to those of you that actually mean it and want to get back on track after the holidays. You can activate your metabolism to burn even that most stubborn belly fat. Crush your cravings. Maintain healthy immune system function, fight temporary inflammation related to exercise, even support improved digestion and a feel-good mood, all while eating rich and decadent creamy chocolate. EarthEchoFoods.com/Stu. They've done it again. They've stepped up their game to help you step up yours. Use promo code Stu for steep discounts when you go to EarthEchoFoods.com/Stu. Admit it. Before 3 years ago, unless you were literally a cardiologist or worked in some adjacent field, you'd never heard of myocarditis. And now suddenly it's just everywhere. Countless young people are getting it. We're seeing this psyop pushed on us by the government and the criminal fake news media to pretend that this is all normal. Myocarditis is basically just harmless, they said. And it's even more common from getting COVID than from getting injected with Pfizer's bioweapon. And of course, all of these claims are now proven false. Now myocarditis is through the roof, and all of us have gotten used to the phrase died suddenly. We only see it in the news every other day, after all. This explosion in heart problems is particularly worrisome for those of us who are flying. Speaking of, here's some interesting news from Steve Kirsch's Substack. Last October, the FAA quietly weakened the cardiac health requirements for piloting a plane. Weakened the requirements. The EKG range used to be 0.12 to 0.2. Now it's 0.12 to 0.3 and potentially even higher. This, Kirsch points out, is a very wide range and potentially even accommodates those with an actual cardiac injury piloting your plane. Your loved ones, your kids, your spouse, your relatives, your coworkers flying around the country with pilots who have a cardiac injury, ticking time bombs, waiting to die suddenly in that cockpit that you cannot get into. So even if you were qualified to fly the aircraft, no, your plummet is inevitable. But that would make sense if they need to widen that range if vaccine mandates have damaged the hearts of thousands of pilots. And it's important to remember, flying itself on its own can be very stressful for the heart. Cabin pressure can dehydrate you, which affects blood pressure. And for every 10 millibar increase or decrease in air pressure, the rate of heart attacks rises by 11 to 12%. This program has reported on dozens of pilots who've died at the controls of aircraft with passengers on board. We've welcomed airline pilots and flight attendants as whistleblowers. We've exposed internal emails from Captain Todd Insler, the former master executive counsel to the Airline Pilots Association, who demonized unvaccinated pilots and then doubled down on totalitarian tyranny, forcing these injections onto pilots and crew members. Oh, and denying religious exemptions altogether. Dr. Thomas Levy is a cardiologist. He's a well-known attorney and medical historian. Well, right now he's working as a medical consultant for the U.S. Freedom Flyers, which have been protesting against vaccine mandates for America's pilots from the beginning. Dr. Levy is also the author of the new paper, Myocarditis, Once Rare, Now Common, and he joins us now. Dr. Levy, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
My pleasure to be here, Stu.
Weakened the requirements, the cardiac requirements, for those piloting an aircraft. What the hell could possibly be the justification for this?
Well, that would be my speculation, but my speculation would be expediency on the part of the FAA and not wanting to be bothered with what was undoubtedly a huge increase in number of this abnormal interval on the EKG that measures how fast the pulse gets conducted. This is like the beginning stage, not inevitably, but the beginning stage of, as people get older, progressing to heart block, pacemakers, and other arrhythmias. And the interesting thing was, Stu, is the interval that you mentioned has been there since the EKG was invented. And then all of a sudden, in the setting of the pandemic, for no explained reason at all, they decide to move the goalpost back another 50 yards.
Yeah, we know exactly why that is. How dangerous is this for the flying public, Dr. Levy?
Well, let me just give you a straightforward study. In 2009, at Harvard, a large 30-year study, prospective, the Framingham population, they looked at this PR interval, and then they examined negative cardiac incidents as follows. And they found if you just had a slight, not all the way to 0.3, but just a slight increase above 0.2, you had a 200% greater chance of atrial fibrillation, which can also cause stroke, a 300% greater chance of having enough of a heart block, a slowing of the heart rate to need a pacemaker, and a 50% chance of increased death from all causes. So this is hardly inconsequential.
Unbelievable. You mentioned in an article that you sent to our producers that there are groups of people that are protesting or lobbying the airlines, rather, to take the second pilot out of the cockpit and have these jets piloted by just one single pilot. What could be the justification for that measure?
Well, again, ignorance combined with amorality, combined with just not wanting to pay attention to the science. I mean, you know this, Stu. I mean, Mark Twain said many years, you can fool anybody, but you can't convince anybody they've been fooled. Once they latch on to this religion called vaccinology, they just don't want to hear, even if you have hard science, that you're seeing. And I say this because both the COVID infection and the vaccination put excess spike protein in your body.
Yeah, that's so they're both bioweapons. They were both engineered by man to do exactly what they were doing, and they were intentionally released by criminal perpetrators of a mass kill-off. That's why these things act similarly in some instances. Over 25 genetic sequences. I mean, the thing came out of a bioweapons lab in Wuhan, China. It was monitored by the CIA. It was run and monitored ostensibly by the Pentagon. Our Department of Defense was involved in all of this. Pfizer is public enemy number one. Do you really believe that there's ignorance involved with the heads of these airlines, or do they know exactly what is going on? They just won't admit it because they have been paid by the federal government. They have been subsidized by the taxpayer. They have been threatened in some way, shape, or form. You do not speak against the religious sacrament of this bioweapon injection.
I must agree with all of those points, Stu. Absolutely, 100%. It's deliberate. I mean, they obviously looked at data, and out of the blue, for the first time in the history of the FAA, from 2021 to 2022, said, we're going to arbitrarily tell you now that this important measurement on your EKG is less important because we're going to expand the quote-unquote acceptable or normal range. So yeah, I mean, you can't do something overt like that and be blissfully ignorant of the consequences.
With the number of pilots that are suffering these coincidences, medical coincidences, at the controls of aircraft with souls on board, we've seen the frequency of this, the uptick of this. It's undeniable. The media has completely ignored it. They won't report on it. If they do, they just say there was some emergency landing. Everything is fine. There is not one member of the press that wants to ask the obvious question, were these pilots injected with this bioweapon? Were they vaccinated? What was their COVID-19 vaccination status? Because we know for certain that these injections are doing exactly what they were meant to do, and they're blowing up people's hearts.
And we know, really, without a lot of investigation, due to what we saw a year and a half ago, more or less, that pretty much the vast majority of pilots are vaccinated. So they do have some of them. It's ongoing reaction to the spike protein in their heart, in their blood vessels. I say blood vessels, too, because a lot of these individuals, when you measure a test called troponin, you can detect a slight degree of injury to the heart. And when you measure a test called D-dimer, you can also see that the attack on the blood vessels is increasing the tendency to clot the blood. Both of these are the last things you want in a pilot. Furthermore, when you attack the heart with anything that will inflame it, sometimes you inflame the cells that are most critical in generating the spark that runs the heart, and they become electrically unstable. And this is why when you get a sudden shock, adrenaline rush, I think there's a lot of times you get an adrenaline rush when you're a pilot, that adrenaline overwhelms and aggravates that excitable cell, and then you go into an arrhythmia.
Yeah.
Maybe an innocent arrhythmia, maybe a fatal arrhythmia.
You know, at the beginning of this, with the rollout of these bioweapons that were falsely referred to and presented as safe and effective vaccines, total lie, criminal act, 100%. You know, people would lie about their vaccine status. They were nervous about it. They would lie and they say that they got this thing. Now we're seeing people doing the opposite. They're lying and saying that they did not get this thing. You mentioned the majority of pilots are injected with this bioweapon. The same is true with the NFL. We recently saw 10 million people viewing. Damar Hamlin died suddenly on the field. He was resuscitated. He was brought back to life, allegedly had a second cardiac event on his way to or at the hospital, resuscitated again, miraculously 9 days later, power of prayer or something else. He was released from the hospital, flew on a plane without knowing the cause of what caused the collapse on the field, flew on a plane to Buffalo, presumably, and now I guess is just back home, probably going to suit up for the Super Bowl, with which the NFL, rigged NFL, probably have him playing and winning with the Buffalo Bills. But we are inevitably going to see more NFL players collapsing on the field. I mean, with a 95% injection rate, knowing what these shots do. Would you agree with that? Yes or no?
We should see it again, but perhaps not with the frequency you would expect, because there's good evidence, in my opinion, that all the batches of the vaccines are not the same. Now, some groups get a very toxic, concentrated vaccine, others not. You look at the European soccer players. They have 400, 500 or more of those soccer players that have either dropped dead or collapsed on the field. Just think of it publicity-wise. If you had half a dozen,
also,
half a dozen
how many,
NFL players.
How many of these NFL players faked their vaccine? You know, I mean, after Aaron Rodgers very early came out and said, no, my trainers, my health people, they told me there's just no way I should take this. How many NFL players did he influence? I saw the overreaction on that football field. I believe that a lot of those players weren't reacting necessarily singularly to DeMar Hamlin's collapse, but they were also coming to the realization, I did this to myself. That could be me on the field. How many more pilots inevitably are going to suffer? I mean, we saw the Delta airline thing. Their press people reached out to me and said, you got it wrong. He didn't die at the helm. This was, you know, I don't know, 6-7 months ago when we reported that. I said, oh, okay, well, then what happened on that aircraft? Crickets. They never got back to me. We know what happened on that aircraft because we know people that were inside of that aircraft on that flight crew and told us exactly what it was that happened on that Delta flight. And they have not said anything to the contrary. They haven't sued me for defamation. No, because they know that we'll get discovery. We just saw it recently with the American Eagle flight. We're going to see this happening with passengers on board more and more. Would you agree with that?
Yes. I mean, there's no question the FAA needs to develop a spine and a conscience and very quickly. Okay, proper testing needs to be done. For the longest time as a cardiologist, I thought pilots got stress tests to look for coronary artery disease, since most 50-year-old men that die suddenly, before the pandemic, of course, died of a heart attack. But they don't even do that.
Yeah.
They do an electrocardiogram and nothing else.
And if they had in the past, Dr. Levy, with the way that they're weakening requirements, cardiac requirements for people piloting an aircraft and potentially thinking about going down to just one injected pilot on these aircraft flying hundreds of souls around the country, had they done it in the past, they would have probably done away with it. We got to support the U.S. Freedom Flyers. I know that you would agree. You also have a website that you want to tell people about. What? Where can we find you?
Sure. Very simple. Peakenergy.com. P-E-A-K. Energy.com. A lot of information there that that people could take advantage of.
Take advantage of in dealing with the heart, correct? That's what you're talking about, peak energy?
Dealing with the heart and a wide other range of issues. I've written on far more than just the heart. So, yes, different uses of vitamin C, other things we've talked about.
Yes.
Yes, very good.
Fantastic. And thank you so much for bringing this to our attention and for your email to the program. It's so very important. Millions of people are in the air traveling every single day. These people are on board these aircrafts. They're flying around the country with ticking time bombs as pilots. Now groups lobbying the FAA to reduce the requirement to one pilot for these jets, probably an injected pilot, waiting to die suddenly with your loved ones on board. We have to get in their face. We have to protest against this. We have to en masse, show up at these airline carriers and demand that we stop these injected pilots from flying us around and that all of them undergo serious medical scrutiny before piloting our loved ones around. More of the Stu Peters Show next.
Care you can trust. Go to heroicdoctors.com and connect with the trusted and unbiased doctors of the Wellness Company. This is the future of medical care. Access to top flight healthcare from anywhere by visiting heroicdoctors.com and the Wellness Company. You get uncensored content, virtual appointments with trusted medical professionals, doctors who aren't scared to follow protocols that keep you healthy, a real pharmacy that will fill your prescriptions, exclusive treatment packages, vaccine exemption letters, world-class supplements, healthcare products, and so much more. The last few years have proven just how broken our healthcare system is. Access to real medicine shouldn't be dictated by who you know or where you live. Break the power of Big Pharma and keep you and your family safe. Go to heroicdoctors.com and join today.
Just go into a quick search on your own. What can you treat with CBD naturally? Well, I was just doing that. Pain is one of them, obviously. Anxiety and depression, epilepsy. Epilepsy can be treated with CBD. Symptoms related to cancer treatment. You know, the toxic cancer treatments that they give you. Yes, CBD can help with symptoms related to that treatment. Acne and other skin issues, even. High blood pressure. Addiction. Opioid addiction. Diabetes. All of these things are reported. You just go to your everyday search, run-of-the-mill search. You can treat these things with natural CBD from God's earth, from hemp. And the CBD company that you should be using is Curable. If you're a viewer or listener of this program, Curable is the only CBD company that you should be using because, first of all, you get 20% off site-wide on all of their products when you use the promo code STU. But second of all, and more importantly, it's a family-owned business, and you can source all of their hemp. It's sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. I would never lie to you. I have laid eyes on the fields, and I also coach baseball. One of the sons of one of the directors plays for the baseball team that I coach during the summer here in Minnesota. So personal ties to them. I trust them, and I think that you should give them a try as well. Go to Curable.com. That's Curibl.com. Use promo code STU for 20% off when you go to Curable.com.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune system. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. TrustFilterSuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. FilterSuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
Welcome back. Dr. John Witcher is a physician in Yazoo City, Mississippi, with nearly three decades of experience. He's also the lead doctor of the group Mississippi Against Mandates. Dr. Witcher put his career on the line by supporting his patients' right to treat themselves with ivermectin while standing up against the remdesivir death drug. In late 2021, that position put his career in jeopardy. His employer, Baptist Memorial Hospital Yazoo, asked for John to be taken off the hospital schedule because of his support for ivermectin. Now, keep in mind, this is especially egregious because ivermectin is one of the safest drugs that we know about. It's difficult to overdose on it. It has almost no side effects. Unless you're intentionally taking as much as possible, the absolute worst that could happen from ivermectin is, oh, exactly nothing. The best thing, of course, is that it could treat your parasitic COVID bioweapon injury and a lot of other diseases too. Can we say that about remdesivir? Of course not. Even in the proper dose, that drug can and routinely does kill people, but no doctors are getting fired or hanged for using that drug. Yet. No, just ivermectin. But we're not just having Dr. Witcher on to talk about that. Mississippi is having a governor's selection this fall, and Dr. Witcher just announced that he'll be running in it. The primary is next August. His platform goes well beyond just COVID policy, as it should. For one, he's also taking a stand against the medical mutilation and chemical castration of children. We can get on board with that. He'll also stand for parents' rights, freedom of speech, the right to bear arms, and everything else, too. Dr. Witcher joins us now. John, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Yeah, thank you, Stu. Thank you for letting me back on with you.
Of course. So, yeah, I mean, go ahead.
Yeah. We announced this weekend, my wife and I, that I am running for governor from Mississippi. And we feel this is a calling from God. You know, we didn't take this lightly. We've been, of course, in the fight for well over a year now against these mandates and lockdowns in Mississippi. And so, you know, we've just come to the belief that Mississippians who are suffering out there, who are being disabled and dying from the COVID mRNA vaccines, we want them to be able to speak up and speak freely and not be canceled and labeled as conspiracy theorists or whatever they're going to label these folks as. But we, as leader of our state, these people will be able to speak freely. And we're going to have doctors that come in. I've met doctors all over Mississippi as well as all over the United States. And we're going to be bringing them to Mississippi, the outside doctors here in February. And we're going to have a roundtable discussion and an open discussion on, you know, are the vaccines safe and effective?
No, they're not. Yeah, they're bioweapons. Well, and anybody who won't just call them a bioweapon and, you know, instruct their sheriffs or attorneys general to criminally prosecute these people is just kicking the can down the road. That's where we have to move, is to the accountability phase. These people knowingly unleashed a weapon of bio warfare on the American public, And that's the only way that we're going to move forward is by holding Pfizer accountable first, and then the rest of the House of Cards crumbles after that. Do you agree?
Yes, I agree. We brought Dr. Peter McCullough to Mississippi in October of 21. And back then, he was concerned. You know, he said these vaccines were not suitable for human use at that time. Well, since then, of course, he's extremely alarmed, as I am. And I was with him this past weekend in Orlando, Florida. And he has agreed that when I become governor on day one, he will be our state health officer. So he will be our Dr. Latipo in the state of Mississippi. And we, you know, we want to follow Florida's lead. We want to be the free state of Mississippi. And we believe we can do that. First and foremost, we have to allow medical freedom. We have to allow our doctors to be able to openly speak without being labeled and run the risk of losing their medical license. Because you remember, Sue, when I came on early on, they were trying to take my medical license. When I just spoke up and just said, listen, we need informed consent. There's risk, I think, associated with these vaccines, because I had seen patients in the ER that were vaccine injured. The first patient I knew for sure had Guillain-Barré syndrome, okay? And another doctor diagnosed her after one shot of Pfizer and had her on the VAERS already. So I was seeing vaccine injured. And so I just wanted to raise the alarm and have open discussion. And I was silenced. The medical board came after me and they put a policy in their board, in the licensure policy, which just basically said any doctor that gives out misinformation on COVID vaccines runs the risk of losing their medical license. So doctors shut down throughout the state of Mississippi.
Yeah.
So we're going to change. Right now we have a law that's going through on both the House and Senate side right here in Mississippi. We're in session. That's where I'm at today, up at the Capitol, working with different legislators trying to get this passed. And because we have to, that's what Florida, you know, Florida attempted to do this last year and it failed. But DeSantis says he's got support of the leadership and it will pass this session. And we have to have that as well right here in Mississippi. Freedom of speech for doctors.
Forgive me for being a skeptic. I just don't believe in politics right now. I think it's all fake. We know that voting is fake. Elections are rigged. You're an American dissident. So being optimistic about the voting process, I just can't be. You're an outsider. You're a patriot. You have an America First agenda. You talked about guns, the freedom of speech, bodily autonomy. They'll throw you in jail before they let you become a selected representative as governor of Mississippi. But what we are optimistic about is your message and your calling from God. And as a political candidate, they can't ignore your message. They cannot ignore your platform. They'll have to platform your agenda. They'll have to air your campaign ads. They'll have to allow you to debate, which means that you can mainstream what has been historically fringe conversation. And that's why it's super important to us here on this program to know that you're not going to beat around the bush, that you're going to call these things for what they are. These are bioweapons. This is an illegal criminal act and an attack of biowarfare declared by our government on American people, and that in the state of Mississippi that you will bring the perpetrators of this crime to justice when you're selected, elected, or otherwise by an act of supernatural divine intervention from God, you become governor. Will you do those things?
I will. So I've been carrying this Bible right here, this little Bible around with me for the last 16 months, everywhere I go. It's been all over. It's been to Washington, D.C. with me up on the Lincoln Steps, Lincoln Memorial. It's been to L.A. It's been all over Mississippi. I carry it with me every time I speak, and it's going to stay with me. And that's what I live by. I live by the Word of God, and that's what I'm going to stand on. We're going to call evil evil and good good. We're not going back down. And, you know, we're going to do immediately, we're going to investigate the pharmaceutical industry for fraudulent advertisement. They advertised from day one that these vaccines were safe and effective when they knew they were not.
It's extrinsic fraud. It's extrinsic fraud. We believe to do that because these are a bioweapon. The evidence is already there. It's in their own patents that are 100% being used across the board in the Pfizer COVID-19 injection. They are bioweapons by their own admission. They have admitted to a crime. So if you have people who've been injected with this thing and they come to you or they go to their sheriff or they go to their attorney general, it is incumbent upon those people as law enforcement authorities to take that evidence and to criminally charge these people, to issue arrest warrants for them and to extradite them from wherever they may be hiding or hanging out back to your state for criminal prosecution. I think that suing them is frivolous at this point because they don't care. Billions of dollars, trillions of dollars at stake here. It's not going to put a dent in their pocketbook. You have to criminally hold these people accountable.
And I agree. Best case scenario, that would be the best thing to do, Stu. But in reality, I believe that Pfizer and Moderna are going to pay out literally trillions of dollars. Of course, it's going to come from the federal government. It's going to come from me and you, our taxpayer dollars. But that is the only way we're going to get the government to shut up. Because going after the government, you know, you can't sue the government, state or federal. I mean, they just tied up in court.
Pfizer's so not the government. Pfizer's not the government.
But Pfizer, Moderna, once you get them paying out, the government officials and doctors are going to say, well, we were just relying on Moderna and Pfizer's information. We didn't know any better. The CDC is going to back off and the FDA and say they're going to blame it all on Moderna and Pfizer. So,
but they're intentionally murdering people out here. That's what's happening. There's no threshold for death. They know what their shots are doing because they were created to do exactly that thing. These are not adverse events or weird medical coincidences. These are intended consequences. They're murdering people. They need to be held criminally accountable, and the death penalty should be on the table.
Well, we have to get autopsies on all these people that are dying suddenly. Autopsies is a must, okay? You know, I've looked at an autopsy of Ernesto Jr., the 16-year-old young man that died 5 days after one Pfizer shot. He had myocarditis and died of heart failure. Okay, Dr. Peter McCullough and myself both looked at his autopsy. This is what we have to have on all people, especially young people that die suddenly without any other reason. I mean, we have to look, and if they've been vaccinated, they need an autopsy. And if I'm governor, I'm going to mandate that.
Yeah, and in the case of Ernest Ramirez that you were just talking about, Pfizer actually went to his father, Ernesto, who lost his only son, offered to pay him a large sum of money to shut up and quit talking about his son. So there's evidence of a crime right there. The autopsy is evidence that he was killed by the shot. What about if you have people who have been diagnosed with a condition after being attacked by one of these weapons of biowarfare, and they go to their sheriff and they say, look, people conspired against me. One or more people conspired against me to injure me, bring about great bodily harm or death by injecting me with a bioweapon. It's a crime. It's evidence of a crime, right?
I would love to see that happen, but you know, many of these sheriffs or elected officials, and until they see the doctors, I can tell you in the state of Mississippi, the doctors, the public health doctors, and the academic their doctors, their state employed doctors. Okay, we have one large medical institute, teaching medical institution here in Mississippi. That's the University of Mississippi Medical Center. They're all state doctors there. I have two children that just completed. They're young doctors that went through that program. That's the only medical teaching hospital we have. And then we have our public health department, which sits right next to that school. They all group together and they push these vaccines as safe and effective.
Perfect.
That's lie number one.
Perfect. They can be held accountable too at Nuremberg. They can be held before a citizen's grand jury and they can have a seat before a judgment as well.
Lie number two was that they couldn't spread COVID. If you got vaccinated, they actually came out and unfortunately our governor got on board with that. He called it the pandemic of the unvaccinated. Well, we know that's not the case. And so that, you know, and then of course the third lie is there was no treatments for COVID. You had to get vaccinated. Well, I have a doctor that's with me on our board, Mississippi Against Mandates, Dr. Robert Corcoran. He's a Greenville, Mississippi doctor. If you've heard about them, as of today, he's treated over 10,000 COVID patients up in the Delta of Mississippi. These are obese, congestive heart failure, many medical problems. He's had zero deaths, and he's been using ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and multi-drug therapy, like the Dr. Peter McCullough protocol and the FLCCC protocols. And listen, he was up here with me in our state health department just the other day, and he's going to be in our Capitol building, and he's going to be coming with me on the road to talk about this. We're going to get the truth out in Mississippi one way or another. We're not going to back down. I've never been a politician, never run for any political office, but I'm not doing this other than that we want the truth to get out and we want Mississippians. We want justice. I've got patients that are disabled, okay, from these vaccines. Yep. 100%.
Yep.
I want justice for people.
Crimes have been committed against those people, and those people should be held criminally accountable. We pray that you will be the warrior and the gladiator that we know that you have been and will continue to be. And you have our full support if there's anything that you need from us. We hope that we have yours as well and that you will hold these people accountable if you are installed into the governorship there in Mississippi. John Witcher, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. Keep us in your prayers. We're going to need them as the fiery darts are flying.
Indeed. John, you're in our prayers as well as the prayers of the millions of people viewing and watching. Darts are flying. You're right. The arrows are being hurled. We are catching them. And returning fire, no chinks to our armor, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, for we are covered in the blood of the Lamb. If you're having problems sleeping, you're just like a whole lot of other people. Potentially use melatonin to get yourself to go to sleep. The problem with melatonin is your body builds a resistance to that. And so over time, you need more and more melatonin to fall asleep, and eventually it's ineffective completely. Now you got a really big problem because you're waking up in the middle of the night, you're waking up too early, you're not getting the rest that you need. Well, there is a scientific formula to help you. Bioptimizers has that scientific formula for you. Go to sleepbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, sleepbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. We will be back in 30 seconds. Go nowhere.
Every day, we learn more about how the so-called vaccine is wrecking healthy immune systems. But it's not just the jabbed who are at risk. Protect yourself from shedding and spike proteins. Boost your immune system with Dr. Jen Van de Water Spike Recovery Formula, available at heroicdoctors.com. This formula inhibits spike viral effects, blood vessel blockages, and supports T-cell activity. Go to heroicdoctors.com and order it today.
In a time where it seems virtually impossible to do so, Carlos Cortez at Cortez Wealth Management has kept me, Stu Peters, personally financially upright and morally upright with my investments. He's protected me against the hyperinflation and the tax hikes with his never tax retirement strategy. Book your free appointment with Carlos Cortez. Go to CortezWM.com, CortezWM.com, or call him in the office, 813-448-3446. We'll be back here in the same place tomorrow at the same time. Until then, God bless you.